ಸದಾಶಿವಸಮಾರಂಭಾಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯಮಧ್ಯಮಾಂ ಅಸ್ಮದಾಚಾರ್ಯಪರ್ಯಂತಾಂ ವಂದೇ ಗುರು ಪರಂಪರಾಂ. ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 7 ಶ್ಲೋಕ 22. ಸತಯಾ ಶ್ರದ್ಧಯಾ ಯುಕ್ತಃ ತಸ್ಯಾರಾಧನಮೀಹತೆ ಲಭತೆ ಚ ತತಃ ಕಾಮಾನ್ ಮಯೈವ ವಿಹಿತಾನ್ ಹಿತಾನ್. ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಟಾಕಿಂಗ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ದ ಸಕಾಮ ಭಕ್ತಾಸ್ ಹೂ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ ವರ್ಷಿಪ್ಪಿಂಗ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಫಾರ್ ದಿ ಸೀಕ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಬೆನಿಫಿಟ್ಸ್. ದೋಸ್ ಹೂ ವರ್ಷಿಪ್ ಗಾಡ್ ಟು ಗೆಟ್ ಸಮ್ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಬೆನಿಫಿಟ್ಸ್, they are all known as sakama bhaktas. Sakama means desiring something to acquire some worldly objects, known as sakama. They are also devotees. Whoever worship God for the sake of material benefits, they are all worshipping finite God. So finite God worshippers are called sakama bhaktas. Finite God worshippers are known as sakama bhaktas. In contrast, there are people who worship Lord nishkamataya, without expecting any worldly benefits. They worship the Lord as infinite, the total, the infinite God they worship. They are called nishkama bhaktas. Nishkama bhaktas. So symbolically we can take such way, sakama bhaktas and nishkama bhaktas. Sakama bhaktas are voting only for worldly pleasures, artha artharthi bhaktas. In the last class we saw artha artharthi bhaktas, crisis bhaktas, always seeing some advantage in their bhakti inner. In one more word we can say opportunist bhaktas. They are all called opportunists, na, is opportunity they see, something they want to get. Whereas Jignasu Bhakta is one who is a Nishkama Bhakta, never asks for any worldly pleasures. He is called Nishkama Bhakta. A devotee without any expectation. A devotee without any expectation called Nishkama. Kama Rahitam Nartham. Without any worldly. Worldly material means what? House, car, TV, fridge, washing machine, so many other things, flats, plots, so many other things, these are all called worldly desires. Or promotion, or exams to pass, or success in life, all this comes under sakama. That means Bhagavan becomes a sadhanam for them. Bhagavans become a sadhanam for them. For Nishkama Bhakta, Bhagavan is not sadhanam, Bhagavan is sadhyam, is the goal. I want to attain God, Jignasu Bhakta. And Krishna Paramatma says, really speaking, these people who are worshipping the finite gods, they are fulfilling their desires. I am only fulfilling their desires through those devatas. Anya devata bhaktaha. When the postman brings what? Money order. Postman is not giving money. The money has come from someone, either your father or mother, or from some other person it is coming, not by postman. But who is visible? Postman is visible. Money is not given by postman. Like that, all finite gods are like postman. Whom you are worshipping, your own Ishtadevatas, you are thinking they are only giving benefit to me. And like that you think. Bhagavan says, really speaking, I am only giving through them. Through those finite gods, I am only giving. So in this sloka he says, Sataya Shraddhaya Yuktaha Tasya Radhanam Ihate. Whoever endowed with faith, Shraddhaya, and Saha, Sachya Bhakta, Ihate Radhanam. He engages, or he worships. He loves to do. Radhana means a form of worship. Devatayaha Radhanam. Local gods. Devatayaha Radhanam. Ishta Devata Aradhanam. Finite God. Who is fallible, not infinite. Who is not powerful, all powerful. Okay? Such a God, tataha labhate tan kaman. Tataha means from that deity, from that finite God. What they get? Kaman labhate. Kaman means phalam, kama phalam. They get the results, objects of desires. They get kaman means vishayan, objects of desires, labhate. Anya devata bhaktaha labhate. From those devatas they get phalam. All vishayams they get. How? Maya eva vihitan. They're all given by me only. Not by finite God. Finite God cannot give at all. Finite God is also under the power of only infinite God. Clear? So therefore we have to understand infinite God, finite God. How many gods are there? Only one God. Only God is there. There are no many gods. Only one God. That one God we invoke in many forms. Infinite God we worship in finite forms, infinite forms. Infinite God is worshipped in infinite forms. As many people, as many devotees, so many forms. One infinite God we worship in all infinite finite forms. Therefore, here what you have to understand, you invoke, which God is great now? No God is great, no finite God is great, but every finite God can be great. You can make the finite God great, greater, greatest. How you know? Invoke the infinite in the finite God. No finite God is great. You can convert the finite God into finite and limited in artha. Finite means parichinnam, limited. You can make finite God into infinite God by what purpose? How can you do that? Finite God can be converted into infinite God just by your attitude. Finite God can be converted into infinite God by just your attitude. What is that attitude? You look at that finite, your Ishta Devata, as infinite God. Just cognitive change. Suppose on Vinayaka Chaviti day, you worship Vinayaka. As only Vinayaka you worship as a form, is a finite God. limited God. How to convert your Ishtadevata, finite God, powerful, omniscient, omnipotent, infinite, that infinite God you invoke in this finite form of Vinayaka. Similarly, Sri Ramanavami is going to come. Lord Rama, we are going to worship. If you worship Rama as only Rama form, he is a finite God. How to convert Rama, finite God, into infinite? Invoke the Paramatma, the infinite God, in this Rama form. Then Rama become all-powerful. Otherwise, Rama is only in Treta Yuga. If you take only form, it is only in Treta Yuga. It has got origin and also departure. As arrival and departure, Rama form is finite. But the infinite Paramatma, you look in this Rama, he becomes infinite. So this is the way Shastra teaches us. Finite gods give finite benefits or infinite benefits? Limited God give limited benefits or limitless benefit? Limited. Rama form is limited. Krishna form is limited. A formed God is always limited. Therefore, Hinduism, that means Hindu way of worship, very, very difficult for people to understand. You require some stuff, then only you can understand. So finite God can give only finite or limited benefits, results. Therefore, how to make this finite God to give infinite results? Bring that infinite God in this finite form, invoke and worship. So in Vinayaka can be infinite God, Rama also can be infinite God. How many infinite gods can be there? How many infinites can be there? Only one. That means infinite God, one God, you invoke in Vinayaka form, you invoke in Rama form. If you are a Rama Bhakta, you invoke in Rama form. If you are a Devi Bhakta, you invoke in a Devi form. If you are a Krishna Bhakta, you invoke in a Krishna form. If you are a Hanuman Bhakta, you invoke in a Hanuman form. Clear? So finite God, convert him into infinite. If you are a mature Bhakta, if you are informed Bhakta, mature Bhakta, you can do this way. Otherwise, we are all immature Bhaktas. Lord Krishna asking us, all of you, may you become mature devotees of infinite God. I am only giving, the infinite Lord only giving phalams to these finite gods. Now understand what is finite, what is infinite. Paramatma, the God, is one. There are no many gods. All gods, many gods, are only given name to that one infinite God for the sake of worship. One country is worshipped in many places by keeping a symbolic, what is that symbolic presentation of tricolor flag. In different places, we keep different places, different flags, same flags, same one means tricolor flag, we keep different places. But they are all invoking whom? They are all invoking in the flag, what they are invoking? Nation, country. How many countries are there? As many flags, so many countries are there. Only that flag represents infinite country. Tamil Nadu represent what? India. Karnataka represent what? India. Andhra Pradesh represent what? India. Maharashtra represents what? India. All states are finite. India is infinite. Now in infinite India, all states which are finite included or not? Included? Yes. Like that. Remember, states are like finite gods. Country is like infinite Paramatma Swarupam. You remember this, you can worship the Lord. We are all worshipping country, not single state. When you are worshipping Tamil Nadu, Tamil language, Tamil, all these, you are respecting all the way, what? Country. Similarly, in Maharashtra, they are respecting their own Maharashtra, their land and their language, everything. They are respecting what? Country. Each state you take like that, that greatness goes to whom? Country. Clear? It's not clear, our way of worship is most confusing. Make your worship meaningful, purposeful in future, at least. Make your worship meaningful. Never worship God not knowing properly. Bhagavan says, why people are not knowing me in this manner? Later he is telling, what are the limitations of Sakama Bhakti? In the next shloka, what are all the disadvantages of Sakama Bhakti? Worldly Bhakti, now opportunist Bhakti. Artha Artharthi Bhakti or opportunist Bhakti or crisis Bhakta, business Bhaktas, what are all disadvantages are there? Now we'll read that 23rd shloka, which talks about the minus points of Sakama Bhakti.
Antavattu phalam tesham tadbhavatyalpamedhasam devan devayajo yanti madbhakta yanti mamapi.
It's like a statutory warning Lord Krishna is giving to all Sakama Bhaktas. 99% of people are all Sakama Bhaktas. That means worshipping the Lord to get something or other. You go in the temple and if you have that taking camera of their mind, what they are asking. You can, that like Kirlian photography, it takes the all internal organs also. And the madre, if you have such a camera, you can take the photograph of their mind, what they are asking. One person standing, Bhagavan, please pass me in this exam. Okay, Bhakta Tadhastu. Then he goes. Then next Bhakta comes, Bhagavan, please give me promotion. Yes, Tadhastu. Next Bhakta comes, Bhagavan, give me children, Santana Prapti, another Bhakta. Okay, another Bhakta gone. Like this, one by one, another person comes and asks for house, another person asks for good health, another person asks for financial support, another person asks for business improvement. Like that, you ask, see the people all standing in the queue asking this only. That's why Bhagavan keeps two hands in two pockets. Okay? Right hand in moksha pocket, left hand in artha pocket. Artha, kama, desires, all whatever you want, and one packet. Now, Bhagavan, one hand is tucked. Moksha, nobody is asking. So that hand is not coming out. So left hand is always giving, 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 giving. So busy. One hand is so busy. So many people ask only, Bhagavan also tired, you know. Of course he gives. He gives. Nothing wrong in asking Sakama desires. Nothing wrong in that. Sakama worship is not, we are not criticizing. But all the time you are asking lifelong, and Bhagavan also feels disappointment. Like a child, his son is asking at the age of 20, Amma, Amma, enakku balloon venum anna. If a child come and asks balloon, how you feel? Child is not supposed to ask balloon at the age of 20. He has to ask something else. Okay, not for dolls. Another doll he has to ask. Okay, real doll. Like that, we have to mature enough to ask. Bhagavan feel why this person is asking always all ephemeral things. Antavattu phalam tesham. Tesham sakama bhaktanam. Those desires asked by those people who are all sakama bhaktas. Antavattu. Antavan means they end in course of time. They are not permanent. Antavattu. Tesham phalam, tesham sakama bhaktanam karma phalam antavat. Only for a stipulated time, only for some time, limited time only, those desires can be fulfilled. After some time, the desire is over, next some other desire comes, next another desire comes. So they are all having an end. All desires, they have their end. Because why they are asked by these people? Limited result they are asking. Why they are asking? Alpa medhasam. Because they are unintelligent. Alpa medhas means they are unintelligent, indiscriminative people. Alpa medhasam. Alpa prajnanam. They have chosen finite devatas, finite results. They have limited capacity to think. That is why they ask for limited results. Limited capacity to think. That's why they ask for limited. Alpamedhasam. Antavatu bhavati. Having an end. Vinashi bhavati ityarthaha. Ehi samsparshaja bhogaha dukkhayonavaya evate adyantavantah kaunteya nateshu ramate buddhaha. Wise people never revel in those sense pleasures. Samsparshaja bhogaha, sense pleasures, dukkhayonayaha, they are bound to give sorrow. Potential sorrow is there. Therefore, they never vote for these benefits, these results. Buddhaha teshu na ramate. They never have longing for them and craving for them. They never waste their time for ephemeral, small, petty things. In the form of asking for petty things, they are losing the highest. They are searching for glass pieces, dropping the diamond. Like dropping the diamond, searching for glass pieces. All these ephemeral sense pleasures are like glass pieces. Worldly accomplishments, worldly achievements, money, name, fame, any amount you earn, they are always put you in fear, insecurity. Buddhaha na ramate, but alpa medhasam ramate, and struggle. Life is struggle for them. Life is not beautiful or wonderful for them, but life is always dragging. How are you? Okay. Pulling their life, dragging their life. They are not having that joy, inner joy, happiness, because they are very, very unfortunate people, Arjuna, because Devan Devayajaha Yanti, because they are worshipping only finite gods. Devan means those gods, Devayajaha Yanti, the worshippers of finite gods, the worshippers of gods attain gods. That means what? They go to finite lokas. They get finite benefits here also. Atra, in this loka, they get all finite benefits. Temporary health, temporary house, temporary wealth, temporary property, all temporary. And they buy nice, nice things and all fade out in course of time. Not only here, in higher lokas also, they search what? Pitruloka, అదర్ హయ్యర్ లోకాస్ ఆల్సో, స్వర్గలోక ఆల్సో టెంపరీ, స్వర్గలోక ఆల్సో టెంపరీ. ఆఫ్టర్ డ్రింకింగ్ దట్ వాట్ అమృతం, ఓకే, యూ హ్యావ్ టు కమ్ డౌన్, నాట్ ఆఫ్టర్ డ్రింకింగ్, వైల్ డ్రింకింగ్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ దే విల్ సెండ్ యూ డౌన్. అండ్ అప్సర్స్ ఆర్ డాన్సింగ్, మేనకా డాన్సింగ్, ఊర్వశి ఆల్సో డాన్సింగ్, తిలోత్తమ డాన్సింగ్, యు ఆర్ ఎంజాయింగ్ ద డాన్స్ అండ్ డ్రింకింగ్ దట్ వాట్ అమృతం. హాఫ్ గ్లాస్ ఓన్లీ ఓవర్, సమ్ మోర్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు డ్రింక్, బట్ బై దట్ టైమ్ దట్ పర్సన్స్ విల్ కమ్ మెసెంజర్స్, నౌ యువర్ పుణ్య ఈజ్ ఓవర్. తే తం భుక్త భుక్వా పుణ్యలోకం విశాలం క్షీణే పుణ్యే మర్త్యలోకం విశంతి మద్రాస్ ఇంగే మైలాపూర్ హెవీ ట్రాఫిక్ దిస్ ప్లేస్ యూ విల్ కమ్. దిస్ ఈస్ వాట్ వేర్ వీ కమ్. దేవాన్ దేవయజః యాంతి. ఫైనైట్ గాడ్ వర్షిప్పర్స్ అటైన్ ఫైనైట్. వాట్ అబౌట్ మై భక్తాస్, ఇన్ఫినిట్ భక్తాస్? మద్భక్తాః యాంతి మాం అపి. మై డివోటీస్, మై వర్షిప్పర్స్ మీన్స్ నిష్కామ భక్తాస్ ఆర్ జిజ్ఞాసు భక్తాస్ ఆర్ సాధన చతుష్టయ సంపన్నాః ముముక్షవః. మద్భక్తాః మీన్స్ వాట్? హూ ఆర్ ఆల్ లైక్ యూ, యు ఆర్ ఆల్ వాట్? నిష్కామ భక్తాస్, ముముక్షుస్, జిజ్ఞాసుస్ యు ఆర్. ఎస్, ఐ హోప్ సో. నా నిలిచిండి ఇరికే నీళ్ళ ముముక్షుస్ ఆర్ జిజ్ఞాసు సాధన చతుష్టయ సంపన్నాః మద్భక్తాః యాంతి దే అటైన్ మామ్ ఏవ. మామ్ మీన్స్ వాట్? నాట్ ఇంగ్లీష్ మామ్, ఓకే, మామ్ 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 అనే ఇంగ్లీష్ మామ్ లే, మామ్ మీన్స్ మీ, ఇన్ఫినిట్ గాడ్ దే అటైన్. మా మీన్స్ ఇన్ఫినిట్ గాడ్ దే అటైన్. పరా ప్రకృతి, వీ కెన్ కాల్ దట్ పరా ప్రకృతి ఈశ్వర. కృష్ణాస్ బాడీ సింబలైజెస్ హియర్ ఇన్ దిస్ భగవద్గీత లార్డ్ కృష్ణ సేస్ మా. వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్ పాయింట్, ప్లీజ్ నోట్. ఇన్ దిస్ భగవద్గీత లార్డ్ కృష్ణ ఫామ్ సింబలైజెస్ ఇన్ఫినిట్ పరమాత్మ. వీ ఆర్ నాట్ టాకింగ్ అబౌట్ వసుదేవ దేవకీనందన కృష్ణ ఆర్ ద్వారకా కృష్ణ. అన్ఫార్చునేట్లీ మెనీ పీపుల్ మిస్అండర్స్టాండ్ భగవద్గీత. హౌ ఎ పర్సన్ క్యాన్ వర్షిప్ ఓన్లీ కృష్ణ? శివభక్త కెనాట్ స్టడీ భగవద్గీత? ఏం అవన్నీ శివభక్తనా ఇచ్చే కృష్ణ భక్తన భగవద్గీతన కృష్ణ? దేర్ ఫోర్ యూ షుడ్ నాట్ స్టడీ భగవద్గీత. దే టేక్ భగవాన్ కృష్ణ హియర్ యాజ్ ఎ ఫామ్, ఇ ఫైనైట్ గాడ్. కృష్ణ కాన్షియస్ పీపుల్, దే టేక్ భగవాన్ కృష్ణ యాజ్ వాట్? ఇన్ఫినిట్ ఆర్ ఫైనైట్? ఫైనైట్ గాడ్, బికాస్ దే గివ్ ఇంపార్టెన్స్ ఓన్లీ టు ద ఫామ్. గోలోక బృందావన కృష్ణ, ప్లీజ్ రిమెంబర్ we are talking about krishna here, not goloka brindavana krishna. that goloka brindavana krishna, vasudeva krishna, devaki nandana krishna, ishta devata krishna, also we are invoking infinite in that krishna form. you require tremendous maturity to assimilate this fact. if you understand this only, you are a real great bhakta. otherwise you are what? ఇన్ఫీరియర్ భక్త, ఆర్త అర్థార్థి భక్త యు ఆర్. అన్లెస్ యూ కమ్ టు వేదాంత స్టడీ, యూ కెన్ నెవర్ అండర్స్టాండ్ ఫైనైట్ గాడ్, ఇన్ఫినిట్ గాడ్. యు హావ్ టు ఇన్వోక్ ఇన్ఫినిట్ గాడ్ ఇన్ ద ఫైనైట్ ఫార్మ్స్. యూ కెన్ నెవర్ అండర్స్టాండ్ వితౌట్ వేదాంత స్టడీ. ఇంపాసిబుల్, ఇంపాసిబుల్, ఇంపాసిబుల్. యూ గో ఎనీవేర్ ఇన్ ఎనీ డిస్కోర్స్, ఎనీ లెక్చర్, యూ కెన్ నెవర్ అండర్స్టాండ్. విశిష్టాద్వైత స్వామీజీస్ కమ్ అండ్ యూ వర్షిప్ ఓన్లీ వాట్? నారాయణ. శైవ భక్తాస్ అండ్ మహాత్మాస్ కమ్స్ అండ్ సే యూ వర్షిప్ ఓన్లీ శివ. డోంట్ వర్షిప్ దాట్, డోంట్ గో టు శివ టెంపుల్, డోంట్ గో టు విష్ణు టెంపుల్. ఇది దే ఆర్ టీచింగ్. నా వాట్ వీఆర్ డూయింగ్, వీఆర్ కాల్డ్ స్మార్తాస్. వీఆర్ నాట్ శైవైట్స్ నార్ వైష్ణవైట్స్. వాట్ వీఆర్? వీఆర్ స్మార్తాస్. హూ ఈజ్ స్మార్త? యూనో స్మార్త ఈజ్ స్మార్ట్ వన్. హూ ఈజ్ స్మార్ట్ ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ స్మార్త. హూ ఈజ్ స్మార్ట్ ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ స్మార్త. హూ ఈజ్ ది స్మార్త? అన్ స్మార్త ఈజ్ వన్ హూ ఇన్వోక్ ద the infinite in the finite gods. Understand? People are calling smartha smartha. Avanukku theriyadhu avan enna smartha nu. Nangalella smartha nanna. Avanukku theriyadhu. Smartha is one who appreciate vibhuti also, who appreciate and the tirumanjanama, that also they appreciate. Everything they appreciate. There is no problem for that person. Madbhaktaha yanti mamapi. Thank God. Fortunately, by purojanma punya, we are all what? Smarthas. Even though some of you are Vaishnavites, okay, sampradaya, you are following Vaishnava sampradaya. Some of you are maybe Saivites following Saiva sampradaya. But when you come to Vedanta study, you understand both are happily gel in this smartha understanding. We have no agony, we have no jealousy, we have no hatred of any form of any god. They are all only sampradaya. Sampradayas are good. We never criticize sampradayas. Let them have their own sampradaya. But this sampradaya alone is great and chunna. We are the smartas, we'll attack. No. So if it comes and Saiva sampradaya alone is great and chunna, no, that is wrong. Still they are in growing stage. So we say, come on, understand Bhagavad Gita. It is not Krishna's personal God. Krishna is infinite. That is why Lord Krishna, Mam Yanti means what? Here, Paraprakriti, Ishvara, infinite God, highest God. Okay. Higher Lord and Artha. Next shloka. Now next shloka, next shloka, next shloka. Three shlokas. Excellent, very, very important shloka. Number 24. I hope you are all having 7th chapter. Okay, you are looking at 7th chapter only? Okay. Because Bhagavad Gita has got 18 chapters. Sometimes you search 24th shloka. Avyaktam vyaktimapannam manyante mama buddhayah param bhavam janantah mama vyayam anuttamam. This sloka is the essence of Upanishads. 24, 25, 26 are essence of Upanishads. Ishvara as Nirguna Chaitanyam description. The infinite God as formless, attributeless. Nirguna means formless, attributeless. Many people criticize, Hindus have many gods. Are you not confused? We say, we are not confused. We are very much fused. We are much, very much fused. When you put fuse, bulb gives lot of lighting. Therefore, we are not confused, but we are fused with many forms. That is why Rama Navami ki different prasadam we enjoy, Krishna Ashtami ki we enjoy another different. All these worldly accomplishments have three types of defects. Three types of defects. Dukkha misritatvam, atriptikaratvam, bandhakatvam. There is a potential sorrow. Dukkha misritam. It is a mixture of, mixed with sorrow. Every accomplishments. The competition will be there. Jealousy will be there. And second defect is atriptikaratvam. Lot of dissatisfaction will be there. However much you earn, however much you earn and get anything, you are not at all satisfied. I want to get some more, some more, some more. There is atriptikaratvam, dissatisfaction. And third defect is bandhakatvam. I become addicted to those comforts. I get addicted to those pleasures, those objects, those people. I cannot spend even a single day without cell phone. Is it not addiction? My life is out of order without cell phone, without mail, without laptop nowadays. I am on the top of the what? Laptop. So therefore, bandhakatvam. Every moment person is under, standing on the toes, running with anxiety, stress, tension. Why we are not able to relax ourselves? Why can't we have that inner leisure, peace, happiness? Why can't we enjoy that? Once we grow and grow, our whole thing, no, beauty also goes away because we are always tensed because of anxiety about future, guilt about past, hurt about present, guilt, hurt, worry, anxiety. Dukkha misritam, bandhakatvam, atruptikaratvam, these defects. That is why Arjuna, mature people never vote for these things throughout their life. They use them, they use house, they use TV, washing machine or any gadget they use, but they never get addicted to them. If they are all available, okay. If they are not available also, double okay. Appa, nimmadi. TV is not working today. Appa, no sound problem. Cell phone is not working, wonderful. No disturbance. And you have to put in silent mode. Then you have to see what all messages have come. First message, second, 10 messages by that time. 11:30, between 12:30, 10 messages. After finishing Purana Madaha, I have to see what are all 10 messages. Bhagavad Gita never stand here. I am carried away by these things. No spiritual growth. That is why Sakama Bhakta always there is a spiritual stagnation. He can never grow in spiritually. He may read spiritual books. Sakama Bhakta asking for this, that and always is there is spiritual stagnation. Whereas Nishkama Bhakta there is a spiritual growth. What about Nishiddha Karma, Prayasitta Karma, who are doing? Sakama Bhaktanike spiritual stagnation. What to talk of Nishiddha Karma, who is doing Prayasthitta Karma, worshipping God for what? There are people worshipping God to destroy others. That is called Nishiddha Karma. They are doing all those type of rituals, Abhicharika Karmas, black magic. Black magic and all they do, and they worship God, mantram, antram, tantra, all about it. They do cinema, serials and all, they are showing, no, all those. They are showing that. So, they are called doing Parichitta Karmas, Nishiddha Karmas, spiritual downfall. When people are spending whole time for Prayasitta Karma, Yelinati Shani, seven and a half years he catch. What? Elinad Shani. Shani Bhagavan. Then what? Tiruchanura. Then? Tirunallar. Parungo. Eppadi takkana varudhu ungalku ella. Adella eludhi vechirukom. Eppadi takka takkana register aayirukke. Tirunallar. My God, what a crowd you see there. Miles and miles people are standing. Why? Shani Bhagavan. Bhayam. So therefore, people who are all doing, that is called Prayasitta Karma. They are doing Prayasitta Karmas. Spiritual growth not possible, not only stagnation, spiritual downfall. They can never come to Vedanta class in this Janma. Only next Janmas. Therefore, all the three defects are there. And spiritual stagnation or downfall will be there in Sakama Bhakti. Do you want to worship God to stagnate your life in spiritually? None of us. Therefore, what bhaktas we are all? Nishkama Bhaktas. Of course, You are a Nishkama Bhakta without asking. Bhagavan has to give results. He gives what? He gives everything without asking. Plot, flat, servant, driver, car, house, everything he gives. Good health, everything, green signal, ellathukkum green signal. Not only that, jnana, vairagyam, sadhana, chetushtaya, sampatti in pakka, full and full he gives. Mam yanti, they attain God. I told you, no, in 10 number 8 is included. You have forgotten last week number only, isn't it? If you put how many zeros, no value, in front of 3 zeros, you put 1, how many? How much? 1000. Put one more zero? 10,000. One more zero? What a kanak paranga. Without a calculator, you are so clear. So, one comes under infinite God, zeros comes under finite gods. Worship finite form, zero, but bring the number infinite. That values your zero further, further, further. In the calculation, ange varudhu, inge varamattingiradhu. In worldly matters, we are getting calculation. Why not here? To get PHS, peace, happiness, security, you can get. You all will get because you are all mature. Now let us come to very important terse subject. Avyaktam vyaktimapannam manyante mam abuddhayaha. Abuddhayaha means what? Buddhu anardham. Abuddhayaha means buddhi rahitaha, means unintelligent people. Abuddhayaha means unintelligent people, not all of you. Okay, some other people. Abuddhayaha, unintelligent, indiscriminate people. Mam manyante, they consider me. Mam manyante, how? Vyaktim apannam. Vyakti in the form, they are taking me as Krishna only, as who is born in jail. In the jail. And whose mama is Kamsa, maternal uncle, Kamsa. I am the maternal. Related to Kamsa, people are thinking, Vyaktim apannam. Who am I really? Avyaktam. I am formless. But they are worshipping me as what? Krishna Leela. Krishna Leela, whole thing comes what? Vyaktim apannam. They are taking me, the formed Krishna, Devaki Krishna, Vasudeva Krishna, or Dwaraka Krishna, or Gopika Krishna, or Radha Krishna. They are taking me like that. Really speaking, I am avyaktam. I am unmanifest. I am of the nature of unmanifest nature. I am only appearing in the form. Avyakta means formless. Avyaktam, who is unmanifest. Vyaktim apannam manyante. What about this avyaktam nature? Second line, you see. Param bhavam ajanantaha mam avyayam anuttamam. Mam avyayam anuttamam param bhavam ajanantaha te sakama bhaktaha. Te devata bhaktaha. Second line. I hope are you seeing 24th sloka only. Okay. Mam, me. Mam yanti, he said. Who is that mam? I am avyayam anuttamam parambhavam. Care of introduction to this chapter. Paraprakriti, aparaprakriti, higher, lower nature of God, higher nature of God. I gave lower nature of God LNG, higher nature of God HNG. Okay. the short form. High energy is known as Paraprakriti Chetana Tattvam Consciousness Existent Principle. Swatantram. Nirvikaram. Nirgunam. Whereas LNG, lower nature of God, is Aparaprakriti, Savikaram, Sagunam, Achetanam, Insentient, Maya. Are you getting, remembering? Engyo ketta maadhiri irken. Only few classes before only, every class I am reminding. Abuddhayaha maam, avyaktam maam, ajanantaha, not knowing. Those who are not studying Vedanta, not coming to Gita class, not understanding, okay. But those who are coming all the way to the class and studying also, managing not to understand. They are managing not to understand. What to do? Ajanantaha. Ajanantaha means not knowing. Mama param bhavam, my higher nature, limitless Atman nature, free from birth and death. Ajam. It is free from birth and death. Where you saw Najayate Mriyate Vakadachite. Second chapter. So I am free from birth and death, but they are celebrating Krishnashtami every time. That means who are all celebrating Krishnashtami every day? Every day, every Ashtami. And that month, they, if they invoke infinite God in that Krishna Ashtami day on Krishna, they are mature. So we are all worshipping. Next Sri Rama Namiki, what you are going to do? On 19th. 19th, what you are going to do? Yeah. Are you going to do like Buddhayaha or Abuddhayaha? Buddhayaha. Like intelligent person, you worship infinite Paramatma, Paraprakriti, Chetanam, Brahma, Consciousness, Existent Principle in Rama form. Kausalya, Supraja, Purva, Sandhya, Pravartate, finite Rama is not for us. That is only for Abuddhayaha. Okay, only unintelligent people, they are mature, they are growing in that. Let them do. But we need not. We invoke infinite. What is that invoke Swamini infinite? Chaitanyam Brahma. Chaitanyam Brahma, consciousness, existent principle, which is formless. Care of Mundaka Upanishad. Yatta dadresham agrahyam agotram avarnam achakshu srotram tadapani padam. That Brahman we invoke in Rama. Then Rama is so happy, this Ramanomi. I'll tell you, Rama will be so happy if you worship like this. And your panakam will become more sweeter and sweetest. Okay. So therefore, not understanding my real nature, parambhavam, supreme nature, paraprakriti, avyayam, vyayarahitam, decayless, marana rahitam, no expiry date, no manufacturing date. Okay? No arrival, no departure. That's why Gopikas used to cry when Krishna appear. When Krishna disappear again, they cry. Adha Gopika Gitam. Gopika Gitam enna theriyuma? They sing in Mura. Enna ragam? Mukhari ragam. When Krishna comes, they sing in Ananda Bhairavi ragam. When Krishna disappear, they sing in Mukhari ragam. Later, Gopikas understood. Antam, anganam, anganam, antare, madhava, 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 antare, anganan. Between every matter, Lord Krishna, the consciousness is there. So maya, maya, sarirams, consciousness is there. They have understood. Then later Gopika said, Krishna, you want to go away from us? Try. You may go physically, you cannot go away from our heart really. Why? You are Atma? We are also Atma. Now how can you go away from us? Then they stopped crying. Okay? No more ravam. No more ravam. Ravam and crying. No more ravam. Only Ananda Bhairavi. Understand? No Mukhari. What is Mukhari? Mukhari ragam. Avyaktam Vyaktimapannam iti manyante abuddhayaha Parambhavam ajanantaha avyayam anuttamam. Anuttama means that which is unsurpassed. Niratishayam manartha. Higher, greatest. Anuttama means greatest, highest. Na vidyate uttamam yasya. There is no superior than this consciousness. Who is this consciousness? Higher nature of God is different from me? My real nature? No. Not only that, I am not available for all people, Arjuna. Only who goes to Mailapur club class and study Bhagavad Gita, they alone can understand, not all people. Why all people are enamored by Maya? They are all under the spell of Maya Mohini. That's what he says in the next shloka, 25.
Naham prakasha sarvasya Yoga Maya Samavritaha Mudho Yam Nabhijanati Loko Mama Jamavyayam.
Lord Krishna further continues, Yoga Maya Samavritaha, 25th sloka, first line, second half, Yoga Maya Samavritaha, Aham Na Prakashaha, I am not evident, Prakashaha means I am not recognizable, I am not known to all people. Why? Because they are all veiled by, covered by Yoga Maya. Samavritaha means veiled, covered by Yoga Maya. Yoga means combination. Here, yoga means not Ashtanga Yoga. Yoga means combination, mixture. Combination or mixture of what and what? Trigunas. Trigunatmika maya asti. Sattvarajastamo gunatmika maya asti. Where we saw this sentence? Tattva bodha. Tattva bodha illa. Tattva bodha. Okay. If you write in English, tat, T-A-T, tattva. Tattva bodha kadiyadu. Tat bodha kadiyadu. Tattva bodha. Naham aham na prakashaha, because yoga maya samavritaha. Those people who are all veiled by maya, yoga maya means they are under the spell of rajoguna, tamoguna and sattvaguna. Tamoguna means sleepy or sleeping. Non-thinking people in Ardham. Non-thinking people are very, very less thinking, machines-like working people, mechanically working people, very dull-minded people, tamoguna, maya. There are some people not sleeping, not sleepy, but they never sleep also. They want to wake up all the time and work, 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 workaholic. Always workaholic. They are also overpowered by rajoguna. You see people, whole world is what? Predominantly hyperactive or no active. Either dull or too active. For such a person, this Vedanta never enters. Vedic scriptural knowledge never enter. To understand little bit you have to reduce what? Tamoguna and Rajoguna. Then you become sattvic and class becomes so like halwa. Bhagavad Gita class, na, wonderful, excellent. I love that class. Na. Otherwise what? In between? I'll go around and come back. That is called Rajoguna. Mind goes here and there and watching this, then that, what is... You know, continuous listening is not easy. Continuous looking at the teacher also not easy. So, people are all restless or drowsy after some time, Arjuna. Sattvic people are very, very, very less. You know, people are all eating tamasic food, rajasic food. Sattvic nature eppadi varum. So that's why they waste their time, their life, energy, everything. But you see these people, for them I am not available. Those who are trapped by these three gunas, strong likes and dislikes, conditioning life, likes and dislikes, that ego, I ego. For those people I am not available. Naham prakashaha, because yoga maya samavritaha. Moodaha ayam lokaha. This loka, these people of this world, who says, if I say moodaha, you will be angry with me. Bhagavan says, I have escaped. Okay. Moodaha lokaha. Ayam lokaha means this world is deluded. How many people are studying Bhagavad Gita? That too they are studying properly. How many? No, no one. That is why Bhagavan, in the vision of Shastra, all Atma Ajnanis are Moodhaha. Those who are studying, trying to understand, they are called half Moodhaha. Because they are not totally away from that delusion. Therefore, Arjuna, maximum people are moodaha, deluded. Moodaha means what? What? Vadigattina muttal anardham. Filtered. That's why when they come to Vedanta, Bhagavad Gita class also, they take what they like. And they drop what they don't like. This is called selective amnesia. You know selective amnesia? They choose what they like, they drop what they don't like. Which is feasible to them, they accept. Which is not feasible to them, they drop. This is called vadi kattina anardham. Filtered listening anardham. Not you, all of you. I am telling generally outside people. You are all wonderful, excellent students, you know. I know that. Na abhijanati mam ajam avyayam. Because they are trapped by this trigunatmika maya, they are not able to understand. Ajam, birthless. Avyayam, decayless. Navyeti iti avyayaha. Decayless, changeless. No decline, no destruction. Such me they are not understanding. That Rama who is having Ramanavami arrival and departure they worship. And Krishna who is having arrival. And they put that steps also. Varar, varar. Nar, Kannan, varar. Appra enna next day they clean it poitar next ashtami ki again varar. Krishna says avyayam ajam, I am birthless, there is no arrival, no departure, I am always in their hearts in the form of para prakriti chaitanya rupena. Idella kadai enna steps and Murukku Chidai, worshipping the Lord, all are drama, enjoy it. Okay, Swamini, we are all Vedanta students, no more Ramanavami, no more Krishnashtami, Cholladungo. You give me prasadam also. Okay, of course they are giving, you are all giving, but don't think that Swamini said infinite only you have to worship Ramanavami, Krishnashtami, Vendan Cholala, and Taputavarbu, Ning Vendila Cholladunga, and the Madri. Don't say like that. perfectly. Now you conduct Ravanami in a well-arranged manner. You call everyone. Come on, today my house Ravanami function in grand, great, grand manner. Idella solli kuduthurunga. What? Finite Rama form includes infinite Chaitanyam Brahma. Just 10 sentences only you will say. Don't give lecture. 1 hour, 2 hours. Just communicate God is one. We don't have many forms. We Hindus worship only God. We invoke Rama today, Ramanavami day, infinite Paramatma invoked in Rama form. Let us do Rama Bhajan. Anantaya Namaha, we say, and Ramaya Namaha. Ananta infinite God is in Rama form. Okay? I hope I am communicating something. Next Shloka 26. Again Mahavakya Mantra. Shloka coming.
Vedaham samatitani vartamanani charjunam bhavishyani cha bhutani mam tu vedana kaschanam.
See, one point, if you have kuncha thinking capacity, excellent sloka. Lord Krishna says, Arjuna, I know past beings, I know the present beings, I will know the future beings also. What are all going to come, I know. What are all already gone, also I know. What is happening, also I know. But nobody knows me. That means what? I am beyond time principle. That's why I am able to see past, present and future. The one who is seeing the train departure, arrival, who is in the train or out of the train? The one who is talking about the arrival and departure of the train, so and so train, and the next train, 8 o'clock train, 10 o'clock train and 11 o'clock train. Who is talking? He is in the train or out of the train? 100 marks. Now Lord Krishna saying, I know the past, present and future. Now Lord Krishna is in which yuga? All yugas. Infinite Lord appear or disappear? No appearance, no disappearance. Understand? No appearance, no disappearance. Why? Because always available as existence, consciousness, principle. More in the next class. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.